MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 1, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. A Linfield substitute teacher fired after hate allegations arise. Gloucester City Council votes on 3A tonight. And a library gets a big donation from Gloucester 400+. Cloudy, mid-60s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:14 a.m., and 11:31 p.m. Adam Levine writes in today's itemlive.com, Linfield Superintendent Tom Geary released a statement Monday to address the termination of a Linfield High School substitute teacher who allegedly engaged in hate-based ideologies. Linfield High School Principal Patricia Puglisi sent an email to the LHS community Monday morning addressing allegations of Jarek Reiner's alleged connections to hate-based ideological groups and her termination. Reiner was hired as a substitute math teacher at LHS at the end of August 2024 after completing the hiring process, which includes a mandatory query and fingerprinting throughout the state and national databases, according to her email. Geary said some of the school committee members reached out to him on Sunday night to inform him of the posts online regarding the situation. Linfield Public Schools Administration has been working with the Linfield Police Department and Town Administrator Rob Dolan to handle the situation. The Gloucester City Council is scheduled to vote on the MBTA 3A zoning changes mandated by the state. This is Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga.
Right. So what I would urge people to do is if you click into the Gloucester website, gloucester-ma.gov, right on the home page at the top of the screen, there's a red button and bold letters, 3A zoning info, and you can pretty much look back in history and see all that's been going on, meetings, links to meetings, any documents related to it. So that's a good starting point. I mean, tonight's the ending point, so if people are just tuning in, it's going to be info only. But at least it's all there for them to sort of do a historical check on it. And if they have questions that are still in their minds, it could be answered there. So the council had a public hearing, a joint meeting with the planning board over the course of two meetings this past Thursday, and I believe 2 weeks before that. They completed the public hearing, closed it out, and now tonight, and the planning board closed out their meeting and voted to adjourn. So now it's fully in the hands of the city council. So tonight the city council is planning to take the motions, have their discussion, and have a vote. Two city councilors, Jeff Worthley and Marjorie Grace, had to recuse themselves because there are three overlays that create our 3A plan, and they live within one of them. So they checked in with the state ethics, and the advice was that they should step aside. So that leaves seven members to vote, and I believe a simple majority is all that's required by law.
That's Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester 400 Plus and Gloucester Celebration Corporation on Thursday presented a $20,000 donation to the Sawyer Free 2025 Capital Campaign ahead of the co-sponsored event Gloucester 400 Storytellers, according to Ethan Foreman of the Gloucester Times. The gift will pay for the Gloucester Timeline touchscreen wall in the renovated library's new Local History Research Center. The library on Dale Avenue is presently undergoing a $25 million renovation. Make that a $29 million renovation, expansion, and modernization project. The project started last September, is halfway completed, and the library is set to open in 2025. And Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News that Harbor Light Homes has received a $2 million donation to help build a community center at its Anchor Point Affordable Housing Development on Sawyer Road. The donation was made by Molly Burns and the Tower Family Fund. The money will go toward construction of the Lighthouse Center, where residents of Anchor Point will be offered services including child care, educational programs, and job training. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.